This episode is brought to you by IVP. The gospel has not always been good news for Indigenous Americans. However, despite the far-reaching effects of colonialism, God continues to draw Native communities to himself. In his book, Rescuing the Gospel from the Cowboys, Richard Twist surveys the painful, complicated history of Christian missions among his own people, and he provides a contextualized expression of the Christian faith among North American Native communities. As a listener of this podcast, you can receive 25% off this book when you use the promo code IVPOD25. That's IVPOD25 at ivpress.com.
This is IVP.
Listening to Get in the Word with Truth's Table.
Your word is truth, your word is life.
Presented by InterVarsity City Press.
Your word is truth, your word is life.
A daily audio Bible podcast read by Dr. Christina Edmondson
and Ekemini Uwem. Let's get in the Word, and may the Word get in us.
Open our eyes, that we may behold wonderful things in your Word.
Old Testament reading, Ecclesiastes chapter 9, beginning at verse 13 through Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, beginning at verse 13. Most people are not receptive to wise counsel. This is what I also observed about wisdom on earth, and it is a great burden to me. There was once a small city with a few men in it, and a mighty king attacked it, besieging it and building strong siege works against it. However, a poor but wise man lived in the city, and he could have delivered the city by his wisdom. But no one listened to that poor man. So I concluded that wisdom is better than might, but a poor man's wisdom is despised. No one ever listens to his advice. Wisdom versus fools, sin, and folly. The words of the wise are heard in quiet, more than the shouting of a ruler is heard among fools. Wisdom is better than weapons of war, but one sinner can destroy much that is good. Ecclesiastes chapter 10. One dead fly makes the perfumer's ointment give off a rancid stench, so a little folly can outweigh much wisdom. Wisdom can be nullified by the caprice of rulers. A wise person's good sense protects him. But a fool's lack of sense leaves him vulnerable. Even when a fool walks along the road, he lacks sense and shows everyone what a fool he is. If the anger of the ruler flares up against you, do not resign from your position, for a calm response can undo great offenses. I have seen another misfortune on the earth. It is an error a ruler makes. Fools are placed in many positions of authority, while wealthy men sit in lowly positions. I have seen slaves on horseback and princes walking on foot like slaves. Wisdom is needed to avert dangers in everyday life. One who digs a pit may fall into it, and one who breaks through a wall may be bitten by a snake. One who quarries stones may be injured by them. One who splits logs may be endangered by them. If an iron axe head is blunt and a workman does not sharpen its edge, he must exert a great deal of effort. So wisdom has the advantage of giving success. If the snake should bite before it is charmed, the snake charmer is in trouble. Words and works of wise men and fools. The words of a wise person win him favor, but the words of a fool are self-destructive. At the beginning, his words are foolish, and at the end, his talk is wicked madness. Yet a fool keeps on babbling. No one knows what will happen. Who can tell him what will happen in the future? The toil of a stupid fool wears him out, because he does not know the way to the city. The problem with foolish rulers. Woe to you, O land, when your king is childish, and your princes feast in the morning. Blessed are you, O land, when your king is the son of nobility, and your princes feast at the proper time, with self-control and not in drunkenness. Because of laziness, the roof caves in, and because of idle hands, the house leaks. Feasts are made for laughter, and wine makes life merry. But money is the answer for everything. Do not curse a king even in your thoughts, and do not curse the rich while in your bedroom, for a bird might report what you are thinking, or some winged creature might repeat your words. Ecclesiastes chapter 11. Ignorance of the future demands diligence in the present. Send your grain overseas, for after many days you will get a return. Divide your merchandise among 7 or even 8 investments, for you do not know what calamity may happen on earth. If the clouds are full of rain, they will empty themselves on the earth. And whether a tree falls to the south or to the north, the tree will lie wherever it falls. He who watches the wind will not sow, and he who observes the clouds will not reap. Just as you do not know the path of the wind, or how the bones form in the womb of a pregnant woman, so you do not know the work of God who makes everything. Sow your seed in the morning, and do not stop working until the evening, for you do not know which activity will succeed, whether this one or that one, or whether both will prosper equally. Life should be enjoyed because death is inevitable. Light is sweet, and it is pleasant for a person to see the sun. So if a man lives many years, let him rejoice in them all, but let him remember that the days of darkness will be many. All that is about to come is obscure. Enjoy life to the fullest under the fear of God. Rejoice, young man, while you are young, and let your heart cheer you in the days of your youth. Follow the impulses of your heart and the desires of your eyes, but know that God will judge your motives and actions. Banish emotional stress from your mind and put away pain from your body, for youth and the prime of life are fleeting. Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Fear God now because old age and death come quickly. So remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the difficult days come, and the years draw near when you will say, I have no pleasure in them, before the sun and the light of the moon and the stars grow dark, and the clouds disappear after the rain, when those who keep watch over the house begin to tremble, and the virile men begin to stoop over, and the grinders begin to cease because they grow few, and those who look through the windows grow dim, and the doors along the street are shut, when the sound of the grinding mill grows low, and one is awakened by the sound of a bird, and all their songs grow faint, and they are afraid of heights and the dangers in the street. The almond blossoms grow white, and the grasshopper drags itself along, and the caperberry shrivels up, because man goes to his eternal home, and the mourners go about in the streets before the silver cord is removed, or the golden bowl is broken, or the pitcher is shattered at the well, or the water wheel is broken at the cistern. And the dust returns to the earth as it was, and the life's breath returns to God who gave it. Concluding refrain, the teacher restates his thesis. Absolutely futile, laments the teacher. All these things are futile. Concluding epilogue, the teacher's advice is wise. Not only was the teacher wise, but he also taught knowledge to the people. He carefully evaluated and arranged many proverbs. The teacher sought to find delightful words and to write accurately truthful sayings. The words of the sages are like prods, and the collected sayings are like firmly fixed nails. They are given by one shepherd. Concluding exhortation, fear God and obey his commands. Be warned, my son, of anything in addition to them. There is no end to the making of many books, and much study is exhausting to the body. Having heard everything, I have reached this conclusion. Fear God and keep his commandments, because this is the whole duty of man. For God will evaluate every deed, including every secret thing, whether good or evil. New Testament reading, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 through 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, a life pleasing to God. Finally then, brothers and sisters, we ask you and urge you in the Lord Jesus, just as you received instruction from us about how you must live and please God, as you are in fact living, that you do so more and more. For you know what commands we gave you through the Lord Jesus. For this is God's will, that you become holy, that you keep away from sexual immorality, that each of you know how to possess his own body in holiness and honor, not in lustful passion like the Gentiles who do not know God. In this matter, no one should violate the rights of his brother or take advantage of him, because the Lord is the avenger in all these cases. As we also told you earlier and warned you solemnly, for God did not call us to impurity but in holiness. Consequently, the one who rejects this is not rejecting human authority, but God who gives his Holy Spirit to you. Now, on the topic of brotherly love, you have no need for anyone to write you, for you yourselves are taught by God to love one another. And indeed, you are practicing it toward all the brothers and sisters in all of Macedonia. But we urge you, brothers and sisters, to do so more and more, to aspire to lead a quiet life, to attend to your own business, and to work with your own hands as we commanded you. In this way, you will live a decent life before outsiders and not be in need. The Lord returns for believers. Now, we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers and sisters, about those who are asleep, so that you will not grieve like the rest who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, so also we believe that God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep as Christians. For we tell you this by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will surely not go ahead of those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a shout of command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be suddenly caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. The Day of the Lord. Now, on the topic of times and seasons, brothers and sisters, you have no need for anything to be written to you, for you know quite well that the day of the Lord will come in the same way as a thief in the night. Now, when they are saying there is peace and security, then sudden destruction comes on them like labor pains on a pregnant woman, and they will surely not escape. But you, brothers and sisters, are not in the darkness for the day to overtake you like a thief would. For you all are sons of the light and sons of the day. We are not of the night, nor of the darkness. So then, we must not sleep as the rest, but must stay alert and sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But since we are of the day, we must stay sober by putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, our hope for salvation. For God did not destine us for wrath, but for gaining salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. He died for us so that whether we are alert or asleep, we will come to life together with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build up each other, just as you are in fact doing. This is the word of God for the people of God. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Let us go boldly to God's throne of grace. God, I thank you, all wise, all knowing, all powerful God. Thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you, O God, for the warning toward wisdom, O God, in Ecclesiastes, O Lord. Thank you that we should cherish, honor, desire, and ask for wisdom, O God, and not to despise it when we hear wisdom coming out of the mouth of people whom we think, whom we look down upon, whom we think ourselves better than. First of all, O God, get rid of that pride. Get rid of that self-righteousness within us, O God, that makes us turn up our nose against other people that are not like my people, that are not like our kind of people, O God. Would you help us to receive your words of wisdom, O God, from whomever it comes from, O God. You can use whoever you choose to bring a right now word, a rhema word into our lives, O God. Would you help us to desire wisdom above all else, O Lord, so that we might honor you. Thank you, O Lord, that for the warnings in Ecclesiastes that death is inevitable and that old age is inevitable and that we ought to make the most of our time while we have the energy, while we have the vitality to do things that honor and please you. To fear God and obey your commands, O God. Would you help us to delight in who you are, to delight in your gospel, to delight in your commandments and in your will, O Lord? Give us a heart to desire and to love what you love, O God, and to despise what you despise, O God. Would you help us to hate the very stench of our own sin, O Lord God? Not to revel in it, O God, but to rebuke it and to rid ourselves of it, O God, and to deny ourselves. Would you help us to do that, Lord? And would you help us to stay ready? So we ain't got to get ready. We don't know the day or the hour when you will come, O God. But help us not to be caught off guard, O God. Help us to stay on the wall. Help us to always continually be looking to you, looking to honor you with our lives, with our speech, with our conduct, making our love increase and abound more and more. Let us be found doing these things, building one another up as we see the days just continue to get evil, Lord God. We see the last days, O God. We see what you've been warning about coming and being revealed even now in this present day. So would you help us, O Lord, to live circumspectly? Would you help us to always be ready, whether Jesus comes now while we're living, whether we die in the Lord? Help us, O God, to be found in your kingdom, worshiping at your throne. Pray this in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Amen. We pray this time of getting the word with Truth Table has encouraged us all to not only be hearers of God's word, but doers.
Share your reflections on these scriptures with us on Twitter and Instagram using the hashtag #GetInTheWord and hashtag #TruthsTable.
Saints, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Go with God.
Get in the Word with Truth Table is a production of InterVarsity Press. For 75 years, IVP has created and published resources that deepen lives for Christ to engage the university, church, and the world. Visit ivpress.com for more information. Our Bible reading plan is from BibleStudyTogether.com, and the Bible version is the New English Translation, used by permission. Sound engineering is from Podastery Studios, and our executive producer is Helen Lee.